Blackstone Audio presents Djibouti, a novel by Elmore Leonard.
Chapter 1. Xavier watched two legionnaires stroll out from the terminal to wait for the flight. Dude soldiers in round white kepis straight on their heads, red epaulets on their shoulders, a wide blue sash around their waist, looking like they from some old-time regiment, except for the short pants and assault rifles. Standing there waiting for Air France arriving from Paris, due in Djibouti at 8 a.m. From the terminal, Xavier watched an Air Force cargo plane land and taxi to the end of the strip, where a line of Black Hawk helicopters were parked. By 8:30, the once-a-week Air France was in. The stairway wheeled up, and a gang of Arabs and Darabar coming off, the Foreign Legion checking out the passengers, seeing they could tell a terrorist they saw one. Now Dara was coming along talking to an Arab-looking guy, nodding, getting along. Maybe sat next to each other on the flight. The man wore a tan suit and striped tie, had a trim, Arab beard, but looked citified, not the kind rode camels. Now Dara was putting on her shades. She'd be saying how hot it was this early. Xavier crossed the lobby to wait as they came through customs. Dara, taking some time to get her visa, it allowed her to stay 6 months if she wanted. She'd tell them no. She planned to cruise around and shoot pirates for a film. Now Dara was coming out with the Arab gentleman, saw Xavier and ran into the arms of her 6'6" black assistant, slim in his faded jeans and t-shirt. Xavier.